When you visit the webpage of this advocacy group, a familiar folk icon is right there with a video message to tell you more.
I, Pete Seeger, am proud to be a member of Musicians United to Protect Bristol Bay.
Seeger passed away in 2014, but left behind a perhaps unparalleled legacy of using the power of song, as PBS titled its documentary about him. In this video message, Seeger gives a quick snapshot of the concerns about building a mine like Pebble in the headwaters of the world's greatest salmon fishery.
And the whole bay is threatened now with the possibility of being wiped out by people who want to put a big copper mine there, open pit copper mine. When they do that, Bristol Bay will be no more.
Folk singer, activist, and organizer Cy Khan put out an album about and dedicated to Bristol Bay back in 2013. Then he used his networking know-how to bring more voices in on the cause. Coordinator Paul Nagel says this group is growing.
Musicians United to Protect Bristol Bay is now a network of over 600 musicians who are writing songs, talking to their fans, harnessing the power of music and their networks to tell the story about Bristol Bay and activate people to support it. So when we send out an action alert, they send it to their fans. We can generate a lot of comments to the EPA, whatever it is, the task is at hand.
Of its several hundred members, a dozen or more have already written and performed songs about Bristol Bay.
Put a price on heaven. Bristol Bay is not for sale.
That's a clip from singer Susan Shand's contribution. Now Nagel says the group wants to see what others around the country can write.
Yeah, we're looking for people to send original songs that tell the story of the bay or the fight to protect it from the destruction of the proposed Pebble Mine.
The contest is open to professionals and amateurs. All styles of music are welcome, and songs can be performed in any language so long as a written translation in English is provided. And there are two categories to submit in.
One is general, which is everyone else in the world, and then one is Alaskan. And they both carry the same cash prizes. It's $1,500 for a first prize, $750 for second prize, and $250 for third. The quality of recording is not considered in the entry. It's based on lyrics and melody. And people submit electronically through our website. They upload either an MP3 or give us a YouTube or Vimeo link of the song.
Cy Khan himself says he won't be entering this contest. He recommends that those needing a little extra inspiration watch the PBS Frontline Alaska Gold, which was about Bristol Bay and the Pebble Mine.
You've got local people speaking about cultural survival, about the inheritance, about the beauty of the place, about the stresses and the difficulties of surviving in this environment. It's not quite as good as the privilege I've had of visiting Bristol Bay, but it's a visual introduction.
There are no entry fees, and artists have from now till the end of the year to get their work submitted. Check the website musiciansunited.info for more details. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.